Hey, yeah, it is time for 2SERs around town, giving you some pretty cool stuff to check out this weekend. If you know it's pretty hot, you're like, oh, I can't be bothered thinking about what I'm going to do this weekend. And luckily, I'm here to the rescue. Hey, happening Friday to Sunday, something really cool to check out. X-ray fish. Have you been eating fish? I was eating trout on Monday night with my wife, and there was a bunch of bones in it, which can be kind of annoying, but also fascinating to think about how intricate the bodies of fish can be. There's something fishy going on at the Australian National Maritime Museum this weekend, kicking off tomorrow. The museum has 40 black and white prints from the Smithsonian Museum that literally offer an insider's view of fish evolution through X-ray vision. So see how fish and their bones have changed over millions of years and developed into what you might find down the local creek. The prints are stunning as interesting, and this is an exhibition that both adults and children will enjoy. It's happening from Friday right through to Sunday at the Australian National Maritime Museum. Sounds really cool. Happening on Sunday, have you ever felt life is a little bit dull, or that you'd like to celebrate overcoming one of life's great challenges, or saying enough to the pressures and negativity in your world? Well, last year, 1,000 people ditched their clothes and swam in the ocean together in Sydney's most exhibitionist sports event, consisting of two designated swims, one at 300 metres and another at 900 metres. Neither one is timed. It's more of a leisurely pace. They're not really considered a race either. The goal here with the Sydney Skinny is to overcome the fear of being nude in front of strangers. We're all the same, relatively. So if you want to head down there on Sunday to check out what could be a lot of fun, then it is going to be in Cobblers Beach in Middlehead this Sunday morning. The Sydney Skinny is one swim where each participant takes away their own unique experience. It's for you, about you, and you can get what you want out of it. And all the money raised for the swim goes to support the National Parks and Wildlife Foundation. So head on down to Cobblers Beach in Middlehead this Sunday morning. It'll be really nice to strip off and go for a bit of a skinny dip after such a hot week. So check that out. It's happening on Sunday. Now, this is something different happening tomorrow and Saturday. Maybe if you've just started your own business, or you've had one for years, or simply just thinking about taking the plunge and starting something, New Beginnings Fair is a unique event with hand-picked vendors specialized in helping startups and small business on their way to success. Head down to Press the Flesh, make contacts, or even just get inspired to create something of your own. For inspiration, advice, workshops, and much more, head down to Pier 2 of 3, Hickson Road in Walsh Bay this Friday from 10 a.m. and or Saturday from 4 p.m. Tickets are available on the NBF website and range from $25 to $45. It's called New Beginnings, happening tomorrow and Saturday. 2SER is a media partner. And it's a great little initiative to go and check out if you're thinking of taking the plunge and starting something of your own in the business world. So check it out. It's happening Pier 2 of 3, Hickson Road in Walsh Bay, tomorrow from 10 a.m. and then Saturday from 4 p.m. Head to the NBF website for more information. NewBeginningsFair.com.au. And one last little item you can check out this weekend. This is actually running till the 1st of May. It's been going for a little while now, but maybe you haven't had a chance to check it out. Now, Lego. Me and my brother had a giant suitcase of Lego when we were growing up. It was weighed a couple of kilograms. It was absolutely huge. And maybe, you know, you're building awesome houses or a car. But what about using over a million Lego bricks to build large-scale sculptures of our favorite superheroes and supervillains? Think Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, the Joker, spread across 10 galleries. It's the world's largest collection of DC Comics-inspired Lego artwork ever. This thing's absolutely huge. 10 galleries full of Lego-esque constructions of DC Comics. It's created by legendary Lego artist Nathan Sawaya. This contemporary art exhibition is open until May the 1st at the Powerhouse Museum, with areas allowing for interactive creation. That is a great way to introduce your inner child to your inner art snob. Two worlds colliding in a way you never thought possible. Check it out. It is the DC Comics Lego collection at the Powerhouse Museum until May the 1st. Great to check out with the kids this weekend. So there you go. So four really great things to check out. There is the DC Lego collection, DC Comics Lego collection, the New Beginnings workshop for starting small business happening tomorrow and Saturday, and the Sydney Skinny happening on Sunday. A great way to cool off after a very hot week down there in Cobblers Beach in Middlehead. And of course, something really cool, X-ray fish to check out at the Australian National Maritime Museum. So a few things to check out this weekend. That is 2SERs around town for you this week.